Javon with DubCNN.com. I have the pleasure of hooking up with a gentleman having a conversation, Candyman 187. What's going on with you, man?
Hello, my brother, chilling. How y'all doing?
Man, I'm doing cool. I was looking forward to chopping it up with you a little bit. It's always cool to catch up with somebody that's really starting to build some momentum and getting more awareness being raised about them. One of the things that I came across when I was doing my little research on you, man, is that one of the things you said is you want your music to make an impact. What does having an impact really mean to you? Can you talk about that?
Man, basically, soul music is music everybody can feel, you know, make an impact as far as if somebody's going through something good or bad, negative, you know, good day, sad day, don't matter, just to let them feel like they're a part of something, let them feel like things will be okay for a second, or just let them really disappear in their own head with the music and kind of just vibe to it and figure out whatever it is they are going through, whether it's heartbreak, emotional problems, problems with your parents, problems in life, you know, or if it's some street shit, whatever it is, it's just, I want to make music that connects to people and makes people want to get up and do something. Like, as far as making an impact, just makes them want to get up and better themselves and better those around them and just better their situation in general, no matter what it is, no matter where you're at in your life, you can always do better. And that's kind of what I hope to get across with the music is, you know, stop settling for what you got, you know, strive for something better, strive for more. And no matter how much other people think you can't do it, it's like there's always a way to do it. There's always a possibility. And I'm hoping people through my music can be the possibility of there being a possibility to do something with themselves.
Okay. Now, I want you to think back a little bit. When you, back in the day, or just when you listen to an album and you wonder, and you would wonder, okay, wow, why did they come up, what is the concept of this album? Why did they come up with those things, and what's their sound, and what made an album really something that you will play over and over again? So as you're thinking about that, I want you to think, what is your sound? And the reason I ask that is because when I was sampling a couple of your songs, and I was going to YouTube and doing some things, and I heard some songs that had a harder edge to it, some, like the one that has Snoop on it, that had more of a kind of a techno electro type of feel to it. So what is Candyman's sound?
Man, well, it's very versatile. To be honest with you, the way I approached this album, I felt was a lot different than what a lot of artists approach their albums as, and it's one of the reasons why it took me this long to be able to be in a position to put the music out and get the buzz I'm getting and get the label support and things like that. And the reason being is I kind of approached it from this is me perspective. Like, I don't wake up every day thinking it's a beautiful day, but on the same hand, I don't wake up every day thinking it's a bad day.
Right.
You know, I've always said this, when people talk about the hood, you always hear one extreme or the other. You either hear about the thugism and the gangster shit and just, you know, killing people, or you hear about the gang banging, and, you know, or you hear about, man, in the hood, we so close, but it's a little bit of everything. You know, growing up in the hood, it's like, man, there was good to it and there was bad to it. I was just talking to my homeboy about this earlier. We was like, man, you remember them sugar syrup sandwiches? You know, motherfuckers eat sandwiches and put sugar in them, and it's like you sit there and eat these sandwiches. But it's those little things, like, you know, your neighbors, just the whole family environment, all those things. So for me, like, all that's a part of me, and I wanted the album to express that. So you see songs that, like you said, they have a harder edge to them. You see other songs that are very laid back, very smooth, very, like, you know, let's try to make a change. There's songs about trying to better myself and those around me, and then there's songs where it's like, fuck everybody. And it's just really, I really went through, like I said, I always said, you know, I wanted to be one of the most vulnerable artists out there as far as, like, with my audience. I want my audience to feel like they can relate to me when they see me. I don't want somebody to be like, oh, my God, that's Candyman. Can I take a flick? I'd rather them be like, man, let's smoke a square and talk. You know, let's talk about life. Let's talk about what's going on. And that's how I've always felt. Like, even my shows, when I do a show, you know, I jump on stage and hang out in the audience afterwards. I don't go back to the green room. I hang out and drink and kick it with everybody that's there because I feel like these are my people. How can I be scared to kick it with my people? And that's really how I put the album out. I'm a very bipolar individual to a certain extent. I'm very, you know, I got a few sides to me. I'm almost schizo to a certain extent. You see all sides of me on the album. You kind of, you deal with the goods, the bads, the ups, the downs of my whole life, just, you know, the past 15 plus years are put into this album, and you're kind of in for a roller coaster ride with a whole lot of turns, but it's fun, you know. One song that I even start off, Gonna Follow Me Through the Mind of a Madman, and that's kind of really what it is. I feel like it's a journey through my mind's eye, the best way I could give it to people, and it's very honest, and it's very real, and it's very, at times, I'll even have people looking at me like, damn, you really want to put that in track, and I'm like, why not? you know, I'd rather people see the real me than all this kind of media, you know, hidden, faked out who I could be image.
I hear you, man. Well, when you were answering that question, it made me think of, I'm rereading a book called Do You by Russell Simmons, and one of the things he talks about is focusing on the process and enjoying the process instead of just looking just at the goal. So as you're starting to get more notoriety, are you enjoying the process? Are you taking time to enjoy what you're doing, the interviews and the shows and all these things as you're getting closer to your end goal?
You know, I was taught at a very young age to make the best of what you got and enjoy it and, you know, live the best life you could, and that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I may not always be happy, I may not always be ecstatic about what's going on, or at times I may be real happy, but no matter what, I just try to live life for the moment and live it as best as I can and kind of do what I can for the moment and, you know, have fun while I'm at it. I mean, I'm making music. It's what I want to do my whole life. So, you know, I can't complain too much. It's better than hustling. You know, it's kind of like I had A and B and I'm going with B now and I'm happy about it.
I hear you, man. Now, I just want to. Now, we were kind of off the record, kind of having a conversation about some of the questions that you have to endure as you're doing, continuing to spread the word about yourself. Now, do you ever feel that because of some of your connections that unrealistic expectations are placed upon you, or how do you feel about that? How do you handle it? How do you refrain from yelling, saying, "Stop asking me those damn questions"? Talk about that.
Well, basically, you know, one of those things where, like I've always said, there's not a secret. You know, Pac was basically family to me. Tupac raised me. Gaddafi raised me. But it gets to a point where every interview, everything we do, it'll come down to, you know, well, you and Tupac this, right. You and Tupac that.
Right.
And what I feel like happens a lot of times is I'll do these interviews and, you know, even the interviewer's like, you guys got to do your job. So you guys got to take what you feel is the most entertaining and relevant part of the interview, which at this point in my career, a lot of times happens to be the Pac story. And what happens is you keep doing these interviews, all this is Pac, 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 and then I get these fans who start being like, oh, well, you know, you're trying to ride off his name, you're trying to make a living off of Pac and Yacht. And which people that really know me will tell you is the exact opposite. Like, me, Tupac, and Gaddafi had our relationship, and that's what it is. That was our relationship. Those are my brothers to me. You know, I would die for them just the same way they would have for me. And not a moment goes by that I don't miss them. Not a moment goes by where I don't wish I could bring them back. I'd give all this up in a heartbeat if I could, but I can't. Right. And I feel like sitting there and talking about it constantly helps the situation. You know, it kind of puts me in a situation where I'm like, you know, then comes up, well, how did you meet him, and what y'all doing? It's like, man, if you read the past 15 interviews that's out there, they all ask the same question. Like, I'll even tell the journalist sometime, I'm like, man, do you really want to be another one of the 20 interviews that's out that ask the same question?
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, you know, but I guess that, like I said, you know, media is the media. The media is going to run with what they like, and that happens to be their point. But, you know, to answer your question, how do I deal with it? I've kind of learned over time to let it be. I mean, I usually, like you said, off the record, I usually have a conversation with the person interviewing me and let them know, like, hey, if we could avoid those questions, that'd be awesome, just so you're not just doing the other typical interview out there.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes they will, like you are, and then other times, they, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, we'll avoid them, and then the whole interview will be pock, 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 yuck, yuck, yuck. And which, you know, I'll clarify with you, probably the last time I'm ever clarified this in an interview, it's not that I don't want to take pride in who Pac and Yacht were to me. It's not that I don't want to talk about my connection to them, but I want people to get to know who Candyman 187 is, where I'm from, what I do, you know, what I stand for. And I feel like until they get to know that, all that extra shit doesn't matter, because once they get to know me and know the person I am, they're going to know that. Like, the way I feel about it is I would rather somebody pick up my record if they really felt what I was doing and they really liked what I was doing, and then be like, oh, damn, he happened to be around Pac, and then Pac taught him to rap, rather than be like, oh, man, I heard Pac taught him rap, let me go get his record. It's kind of like, I don't want to be that dude. I don't feel like he would have wanted me to be that dude.
I hear you, man. And I didn't even expect you to go into that great detail, man. I was trying to respect your wishes. So speaking of that, putting the spotlight back on you, man. So let's talk about, let folks know, I mean, when they can expect the album, what's going on, how they can stay in touch with Candyman 187 so that they can continue to build your fan base. So the floor is yours, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Well, basically, the album, we're looking at a early September, mid-September drop. As of now, we're in the studio as we speak. I've actually just took a break from working to do the interview. You know, I got Meech Wells, Soul Mechanics, Skip Saylor, Shock G, a couple of big people. putting out a double album and giving these people music that they can really relate to and yet still go to the club and dance, yet still come home and listen to and, like, really feel in tune with is kind of what I want to do. So the album, as now, like I said, is looking like a first or second week of September drop. We basically are locking ourselves in the studio for the next 2.5 to 3 weeks, knocking out 24 songs, you know, getting it mixed, mastered, and then getting it out there. The title, as of now, is If Tomorrow Never Comes, which came up after I was talking to my mom, Yasmin Fula, where we were like, you know, she kind of told me, she was like, man, all you boys lived your life like, you know, there was no tomorrow. And I was like, well, tomorrow was never promised to us. We got best of today. So it's If Tomorrow Never Comes, Chasing the Pain. The whole idea of chasing pain is that's just what I feel like our youth and everybody right now is going through is we're all so busy chasing the pain, whether we're chasing or we're trying to chase it away. We're all dealing with it, whether it's through drugs, drinking, or just, you know, music, whatever your outlet may be. Everybody's trying to either get away or get to the pain. And that's kind of an underlying concept of my album is, you know, hope and hopelessness, happiness and pain. Like, I feel like those are four concepts, you know, love and heartbreak. Those are concepts that everybody deals with and can relate to. As far as staying in touch with me, you can catch me on Facebook.com/officialcandyman187, Twitter.com/candyman187. Our YouTube channel is, I don't know the actual address on it, but candyman187.com, not on that. And, you know, we're getting radio play. We're getting, you know, we're independently getting more radio play than a lot of major artists are right now. And, you know, we got some tours getting put together. So you'll be kind of seeing us all over the place. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans just kicking it from everybody. You know, I'm from L.A. Tell me where you're from and let me know what you're doing. We also got this kind of cool cover contest going right now where, you know, I was raised very much where you give back and you give back to the community and the people that are trying to do their thing. And so what we did was we're putting together this cover contest where you basically listen to High Off the Fame, which is a song with me and Snoop, and you do your own cover of it. You know, we're basically you doing your own version. Of, you know, you kind of taking what we did and spitting it over. The instrumental is available for download on our website, candyman187.com. And then the cover with the most votes or views and likes and things like that, well, I'm going to hand them $3,000 in cash.
That's what's up, man. So that's what's up. We're going to definitely send them to the site, man. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.